Now, I've got a question here for you, Helen, which is from Lee Dunn, who says, "Hello, I'm Lee. I'm emailing to ask a question that no one that I've asked can answer for me, not even my science teacher and the other teachers at school. How does photosynthesis occur underwater?"
That's a great question. But fundamentally, photosynthesis actually began in the oceans, in underwater, because that's where plants and algae first evolved. They then moved on to land. So light definitely gets into the upper layers of the ocean, and that's where the process of photosynthesis traps that light and converts it into energy, into carbohydrates, really, that the rest of the food chain relies on. So it's really, the idea is that plant life, algae, has to maintain itself in the upper layers of the ocean, because once you get further down into the depths of the ocean, first of all, red light gets absorbed, which is why the oceans look blue and greeny colours. So light does get down there, but it has to maintain itself up in the high levels. So if you look, for example, at coral reefs, they have plants living inside their tissues, well, algae, Those types of coral have to maintain themselves by growing on big reefs, depositing calcium carbonate in great big layers that build up and build up. And as sea levels rise, they have to keep up their pace to keep themselves in that lovely, sunny, gorgeous bit of the tropical oceans where we all love to go snorkeling and diving. But as you go deeper down, they tend to peter out. And there are some types of coral, actually, that don't have photosynthetic algae in their tissues. They actually rely on catching their food like other animals, and they catch it from the water. And those are the ones that live deeper down. So you do see this zonation. You see similar things on the beach with different types of seaweed using different types of pigments to harness light, both in the sort of open areas where there's lots of light, and then lower down where light starts to get absorbed.
Is that why seaweed is sort of reddish coloured? Because it doesn't absorb red. If it's deep underwater, blue light can get all the way down, so it absorbs blue but not red.
Some seaweeds are red seaweeds, that's right. That's a kind of branch of the algae, and they have different types of pigment that do they use up the green and the blue lights, and red is reflected back, and that's why they look red.
So the bottom line is that basically there's very little difference between the photosynthesis that's occurring in the oceans and the photosynthesis on land, because it's all the same process. It's just been tweaked a little bit to make use of the light that's available, and there's slightly more light of different wavelengths available out of the water than in it, but the bottom line is it's pretty much all the same.
It is, and it's very important in the ocean. So much photosynthesis goes on, and carbon dioxide gets fixed in that process in the oceans, and we know that's really important too.
Of course, because the oceans are the biggest carbon dioxide sink of the whole planet, aren't they?